Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jake Wade. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Hayworth now catching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball four. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Radcliffe scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 2 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Tony Pete pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch runs for Al Simmons. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wade hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. JoJo Morrissey pinch hits for Sugar Cane. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Shores now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Burns scores. Gehringer scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Gosselin scores. One out. It's 10-3, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.